is Marbella Barajas, and I am a light worker here to help raise the vibration of our collective consciousness. So, this episode is going to be about my ebook. So, I've recently published an ebook a couple months ago, and it's called Confessions of an Alien Hybrid. So, it's basically all about how being an empath, telepath, porter walker, like hashtag astral traveler, and being connected to everything really changed my life. And I share a lot of tips and philosophies on how it can change your life too, especially if you're an outcast and feel different and sometimes alone. This book can really help make you feel at least less alone and empower you to embrace those special abilities that you came here with. So this episode's going to be reading a couple of those chapters from my ebook. So let's get to it. This is Confessions of an Alien Hybrid, Chapter 2, Empath. An empath is someone that can tap into the vibration of someone or something else and experience it in their body slash mind. Everything has a vibration, and others would say that everything is energy. I was personally taught that energy can be absorbed and released. Humans have a natural ability to feel energy, which I will call vibrations. Music gives off a vibration, TV, media, and people in general do as well. However, most people may be able to notice their own vibration. Some people are good at noticing the vibration of others, and a very few can expertly know the frequency of the vibrations of other people. Being an empath is not guessing the emotion of others. It's knowing it clearly, like breathing air. Imagine walking around as an overactive empath. You can start to lose your sense of self because of the heightened awareness of others and their struggles. A trained and educated empath will not face those daily micro-inspection observations because they have learned to manipulate energy. For example, saying no to people who like to dump their problems on them to feel better. Another is practicing mindfulness tools to take care of themselves. It's time to think about how the abilities of an empath can be used for more than just feeling others' pain. Feeling others' emotions are training wheels to the channeling vibrations that can be happening at will. The natural skill of feeling others' emotions in the body, when trained and obtain some control, can be a valuable skill for mastering your own reality. Once you make the connection between being a part of everything, you realize that nothing exists. It only exists because you are creating it. Channeling energy and manipulating it can give you the resources you need to live your best life. For example, I'm a university student, therefore my ability to be an empath is valuable because I can not only tap into emotion or physical functions, but intellect as well. So during a lecture, I tap into my professor's vibration and comprehend the academic material faster. Also, during a class quiz, I can tap into my classmates' vibration and get a good score on my quiz by channeling the information through knowingness. During this exploration of my capabilities, I wondered if information through knowingness could be limited to proximity. So I tested it. Twice during an online do-at-home quiz, I had the list of possible questions that would be asked for the quiz in front of me. I reached and pictured my professor's face in my mind and tapped into her vibration. Then I marked certain possible questions that would be on the quiz. All the questions I marked ended up being on the quiz, And distance, I figured, was now not a limitation for the capacity to match at someone else's vibration. People talk about how being an empath is about helping others and healing. However, helping yourself in your academic career could be an option too. Chapter 3, Stargate/Portal Walker. The ability to be a Stargate and or Portal Walker is often described as someone who is viewed as a daydreamer. You are just so connected with other dimensions that its contents and information seep into your third dimensional reality. This can manifest as seeing angels, spirit guides, and energy in the air. You may tend to feel detached from people and society because of these portals of energy. Sometimes the frequency of these portals may feel overwhelming. However, they are there to help you. Meditation has been a great tool for me in processing these pieces of information and emotions. What types of information are there to process? These questions may help. Have you ever been connected to a certain time period and fully embody it at times? Do you have interests in crossing lost souls over to the light? Have you ever had an out-of-body experience? Have you had an ET contact experience? Do you feel you channel information from the cosmos? Your connection to other dimensions makes all that possible. Firstly, being a walking portal means you connect well with your parallel realities. This can mean you receive visions or strong, vivid dreams of a past life. Other lives can be a parallel reality to your own consciousness. As a soul, you create experience and knowledge by living out different lives in those bodies. Manifesting a human body is the best tool you can have to achieve spiritual growth as a soul. Time is an illusion on Earth. You can be experiencing life in a different body right now in a different dimension. By expanding your consciousness, you can realize this dimensional awareness and access it at any moment. The moment that matters most on Earth is the present moment. Being connected with past lives is a portal to infinite knowledge. You are facing a certain problem in this life. Chances are you are experiencing different situations in a parallel reality. When one does shadow work, they are healing the karmic pain from this life and others. Shadow work can be the integration of connecting yourself to desired parallel realities. Have you been experiencing dimensional shifts? Your connection between dimensions is active when strange situations happen to you. For example, have you ever experienced dissociation with your body? I like to call this astral traveling while you are awake. I've had only a handful of experiences like this, and one time I was triggered by walking in Walmart. And when I walked out, I was gone. For those of you who have been in a Walmart, you understand the low energy that I am talking about. Walking in Walmart is the equivalent of being zapped by an energy drainer every 2 minutes. If you are a sensitive, multidimensional person, after leaving the store, I could tell that I was having an out-of-body experience. My body was still active, but I had no control over it. It was like also something else was inside of it, and it was taking my body out for a joyride. I got home and looked in the mirror, and I saw my face, but I didn't recognize it. It was a terrifying experience. I saw the thing that was controlling my body, and it recognized that I saw it, and it was aware. So it kind of was horrified of itself and the fact that I was aware of it using my body. Therefore, it sat me down on the couch to detach. A couple minutes of deep breathing and I was back in my body. I was able to remember the whole experience and it felt like a mini possession. However, it didn't feel like a demonic presence at all. Our bodies are natural portals. They hold and encase our consciousness. Ancient teachings call this the Merkaba. Also, this all happened the day after I sat down to receive downloads for a straight hour in meditation. What I learned from that day was that our bodies are not all we are. We have a capacity for body hacking. The experience of dissociation is the act of the soul leaving and allowing another entity to enter. The reason I could no longer recognize my face was because I was not using it. Someone else was. The overwhelming low energy of Walmart had pushed me out of my body and something else went inside. This isn't the case for everyone, but if you practice meditation and become more self-aware, then the next time you dissociate, you will notice the other entity. I was fortunate to have had an understanding entity in my body. It noticed me in the mirror and it knew it was exposed, so it left. I also wonder if the entity was me from the future. I talk about portal jumping into past life bodies later in this section. Our bodies aren't the only ones to have active portals. We can create them too. In shamanic journeys, they are taught and guided to create portals for lost souls to pass through. I participated in a shamanic journey through an invite from a shamanic friend, and they led a journey to cross over lost souls and heal the land from the devastation of the California wildfires in Paradise. We each individually opened a portal to cross over souls in forms of people and animals. When we used our spirit guides to fly over the land and send healing energy to it, it was a very powerful and deep trance meditation that did it for us. You don't have to be a shaman to learn how to do this. As a human being, it's your divine right to access these tools and skills. I create portals in meditation to travel to other planets and realms. As a multidimensional human, this is something you can practice and do. The imagination is only limit to what one has. Learning and sharing one's experiences can help the rest expand their imagination and capabilities. One reason I like to use portals is to access past life bodies. For example, years ago in a guided meditation, I opened a portal to a time in the Renaissance era. I took over the body of my past life as a queen of Scotland. I saw myself in her body when I looked in the mirror, and boy, were dresses in that time uncomfortable. I located the servant's passageway in the room, and I used that to get outside of the castle. Once outside, in disguise, I had a great time at what we call the farmer's market, but back then it was literally a market for farmers, fishers, and crafters that sold all their food and wares. I woke up from that meditation and still wonder to this day if that Scottish queen was surprised to find herself in the middle of the market outside of her castle. Sometimes queens need a little change in routine. Experiences like these are ones that you can have, and now that you know that it's possible, you can try them. Being a portal, in a way, is like channeling. You can go places, but you can also access information from those places. Then, when information gets accessed from different planets, I like to call that tapping into your stargate. I've mentioned downloads before. These are bundles of information from your home star system. I feel the strongest connection from the Pleiades. Also, in that past, they have cleared my energetic space when needing insight to a situation. The Stargate is a portal that you always are open to. It's a connection from the cosmos. It's also a connection you hold to the cosmos that ties to Earth consciousness. You have probably felt like maybe the weight of the world is on your shoulders, figuratively and literally. You may also feel that you hold space for friends, family, and even the environment. Your Stargate is active all the time, and that is why you can feel the energy shifts that are happening on the planet. That is why you can feel the energy shifts of the collective and what people are going through. Your Stargate is you, and you are your Stargate. Everything is connected. It's an agreement you made before manifesting a body. It may sound like you are an antenna, but not entirely. As a human that has a body, you have the gift of free will, you know, in a sort of matrix that follows fate and determinism. You can tap into these frequencies and make decisions about what to do, how you can change, and whether you want to stay on its designed course. The shifts on Earth have been huge in mass awakenings. This leads to the designed matrix course changing because individuals like you are educating yourself on your capability to make change on this planet. You are simply remembering who you are. Chapter 5, Telepath. Our minds, bodies, and spirits are all connected. Telepathy is just another form of communication. However, it's communication that travels through a different dimension. When we send energy in the shape of thoughts and intentions, that is a skill of telepathy. All telepaths will have a different skill set, depending if you are more left or right brain dominant. For example, most of the time, I am right brain dominant. I can feel the emotion in thoughts and see images of thoughts from another person. Do you ever find yourself nodding your head to a story being told to you about something you haven't even experienced personally, but you feel as though you have because you can picture it? If you find yourself seeping into the minds of others without absorbing emotional baggage, then you might be a telepath. Because I am more right-brained than left-brained, I cannot see word for word what someone else is thinking. Typically, language is processed in the left side of the brain. So, telepaths that hear thoughts as normal spoken speech are more left-brain telepaths. However, at times, when I am more left-brained, I can decode a foreign language someone is speaking without learning it. Telepathy is a skill we can all learn and practice. Ways in which I gained awareness of this was by meditating. Meditation allows me to clear the random noise that would otherwise distract me from concentrating on others' thoughts or my own going into others' heads. Yes, being a telepath not only means you can listen in, but send out and interact. I do this with people that are not ready for spiritual truth talks in person, so I have telepathic conversations instead. I can have an entire conversation with someone and help them see an unconscious behavior that affects their life without all that face-to-face interaction. This can be used in a mundane way, too. I telepathically notify my professors when I will be late for class. This allows me to drive at ease and arrive late to class, but still on time because somehow class didn't start without me. The power of interdimensional communication can be limitless. At times, influencing others' thoughts as possible, but it depends on how conscious the person is. I used to practice this months ago when I used to waitress at a restaurant. You sometimes get those indecisive customers, conflicted between two meal options. Those are the easiest to influence. All you must do is send a thought of one of the meal options in their head, and they pick that one every time. They are susceptible to this because they already agreed to both options. However, I have also tried this on a customer that, well, they know what they want. And you try to send a food option to their head, but they won't choose it. Telepathy is not mind control. It takes a lot of mental discipline to access the skill to influence others, but you can't force someone to do something they don't want to do. Well, at least from the get-go. Just like hypnosis, telepathy works in manipulating thoughts in sessions of suggestibility. The amount of successful suggestibility depends on how often you give it. I mostly use telepathy to communicate with friends and loved ones. However, on occasion, I like to use it to boost strangers' self-esteem and to help them curb unwanted habits. Chapter 6. Connection to All. Feeling like you are connected to everything is a way of reminding us that we are more than this third-dimensional world. It's a signal of remembrance. We each have our own truth and are our own path. I feel that each path leads to love, an unconditional love, the root to our essence. This matrix is filled with programming that will hide the truth. But as you remember who you are, all will reveal itself in unconditional love. Being in states of unconditional love starts with embracing love for yourself. Loving every part of yourself is key to natural deep programming. The vibration of love is so powerful that it can transcend all the past and current karma. Feeling love for all and especially yourself will transform your DNA and activate your suppressed abilities. You will be able to experience higher states of awareness as a baseline for your everyday mood. Your whole reality will shift, and you can start to create with unlimited abundance. The more people transcend to love and light, the weaker the matrix programming has on us and others. Therefore, all the events that are taking place on the planet right now are meant to push us forward and out of the old and into the new. The new includes integrating our suppressed abilities, experiencing contact with ETs in our everyday life, and seeding other planets with this spiritual knowledge. We will transform from a race of human capacity to a galactic race of exponential capacity. The stars are our origin, and we seek home. We seek our potential for growth, and we will get it. Thank you for listening in onto Confessions of an Alien Hybrid. Everyone, thank you for listening at this episode talking about my ebook, Confessions of an Alien Hybrid. It's 8 chapters of amazing red pill material, completely diving in to the mysteries and also capabilities of the human body and our conscious soul experience. So these 21 pages are all available for your own price. That means you get to choose what you want to pay. I want to make this ebook available for anyone and everyone. But it is going to be taken down pretty soon because there's so much more to add to it and I've got to do it soon. So if you want to get your hands on these 21 pages, all I read were just like three or four chapters from the book, and there are 8. So there's so much more for you guys to dive into on your own. It's a downloadable ebook. Go ahead and click on the link on the description of this podcast to head over and get it. Pick it up and read it. See you later, guys.